Carrots, I had a message to you. Before I boarded the plane, I went up north to Massachusetts and spent a week with an old friend there. And the fellow who was peed on in Mara's room said to say hello. Do you remember that?
Who's that?
The fellow who was peed on.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
Yes. What's Don Decker.
Don Decker, yeah.
So we had a great time at his place.
But did he tell you the story or not?
He mentioned the story to me. I had never heard it before. I laughed and laughed. I could try and repeat it, but perhaps you know it better. You were there. You were the one.
But I don't know, because I heard it after he went back.
Well,
it was in 1969.
Yeah. As fast as I can remember, I'll repeat it. Don said that in 1969, he was something of a hippie and living with a lot of long-haired people who were interested in taking drugs and doing things like that, though he wasn't taking drugs. And they knew that he followed this person named Meher Baba, and he was planning to go to the last starship, and then Baba dropped the body.
He was in college.
Yes, but still living with these people.
He was still living with these people, associated.
Right.
And then every now and again he would speak about his going to Meher Baba, he's going to Meher Baba.
Right, he's going
Meher Baba's darshan is there, and all. What's there? Why are you going? Well, that's what is darshan? What do you mean by that? Well, just to be in his presence and to go there and to pay our respects and all that. He's a great one. He is the Lord of the universe and this and that. He would say that. And then...
Good. You keep filling in like this because I got the bare bones and you have the flesh.
No, this is what I heard.
Yeah. You heard it.
But I heard from somebody, third person, you know.
All right.
Okay.
Third person, he said he goes... No. But you heard him tell the story in Muttley Hall.
Yeah. So then, all right, I'll tell. So what happens is, people can't say anything to him. I mean, his cronies cannot say anything to him, but they used to scoff at him, and sometimes they would just be cynical about it all. They didn't believe. They thought that just as they were crazy, he was also a crazy person.
Right.
And then they went on. Then what happened is that Baba dropped his body. With all that fervor of going and meeting him and all that sort of thing. So still, naturally, those who were with him, they heard that he dropped the body. Because it was broadcast also on the radio and all that. So they must have heard it picked on the radio. So he says, well, now, he is no more, he has died, so what are you going to do? So he says, well, I'm going there. Going there for what? So they say, well, for his darshan and this. In his own innocent way, he would say that, to pay my respects, to pay my homage and all that. But again and again, purposely, they would tease him by saying that, what will you do there? Now that he is not any longer there, what will you do there? Going to gape at the chair or what is there? What are you going to do there? He got so peeved and he says, well, what was the word? I forget that. That he is going to see the piss pot or something.
Yeah, it's a poppy piston.
Piston, yeah. If he is not there, then I'll see the pot that he pissed in.
Right.
He got so annoyed with these people, you know, pestering him.
And he said it a number of times.
Yeah.
On several occasions.
Several occasions, every time then they said that. And then now tell them what happened. Yeah.
So he went, he left, and he came to the 69 Darshan and stayed, and at one point, I'm not sure exactly where he was, but he was sitting in Baba's room?
Yeah, in this room.
Here.
Yeah.
And while he was sitting there, he...
Because they had come to Pune, all
right.
of them, but the day was fixed for each group to pay a flying visit to Mehrabad and Mehrabad.
So he was sitting in Baba's room and happened to glance over and, in fact, saw the pot that Baba pissed in. And at that moment, Mara's dog came and lifted a leg.
No, he was, at the time he was bowing, he was lost, bowing down. He saw it, and now, before coming out, he wanted to pay his homage to that cushion that is there.
Right.
And then he got so much lost in his thoughts. People are there in the bus. Bus is honking, the horn is there, but he got so lost. So, how he was awakened from his...
That part he didn't tell me.
Yeah. So, some water, warm water coming down, and he got from there and looked, there was a dog piddling on him.
He said, he also mentioned, he said that in the last few days of of the program, people were becoming very depressed, and the mood was turning down because they had such an exciting time being together, and now it was coming to an end, and everybody had to part. And so you had heard this story and said to him, now go tell it.
Yeah.
So he told it in front of the whole group, and he said, when he told it, he felt Baba's humor, and that Baba had a great joke, and though it was at his expense, he could also enjoy it.
Enjoy it.
And so he told it, and when he finished, and the punchline came, everyone broke up laughing, and the mood was broken.
Yeah, that's right.
It was a nice end.
You're going to see the best part.